word. I love those kids, but wow, that early summer break energy is something else. Everyone was hanging out at Ryan's house last night after I got off work, and I literally just fell asleep on the couch in the basement. Kaylee and Morgan gave me the hardest time when I woke up. They miss you. I miss you. And you'll figure out the subway in no time. You're the furthest thing from stupid. Do you think I'd really date a stupid person? That's what I thought. Stupidly yours, though. Max. Dear Max, I know, why am I still emailing you back even though we talked earlier? Ha ha. I did wind up walking to the library, and it's gorgeous. The quiet environment is helping me focus, actually. I'm studying two original pilot scripts against the actual episodes. I have to note where tweaks were made from the script, maybe improvised by actors. In other words, I'm watching TV at the library, and I'm supposed to be. How great. If only I didn't have to also take my improv class, which continues to be mortifying. I ran into a girl from my program outside the library, and she invited me to MoMA tomorrow night with some people. I guess it's free on Fridays. Doesn't that sound very New York? I'm gonna have to Skype Tessa about what to wear. Gallerina Lee yours. Paige. Dear Paige. Good thing I'm going to Italy later this summer. Gotta stay culturally engaged or you might become too sophisticated for your podunk boyfriend. I'll start pronouncing vase as vase. Seriously though, can't wait to hear about MoMA. We should go to the Indianapolis Museum of Art this fall. Consider it on the itinerary. Midwesternly yours. Max. Dear Max. I mean, I am very sophisticated now. I wear lots of black, mostly because I keep spilling coffee on myself while rushing to class. I live in the village, in a tiny dorm. I know that Houston Street is pronounced Houston, my friend Maeve had to tell me. Also, there's an itinerary. Poshly yours, Paige. Dear Paige. Well, the itinerary isn't, like, written out. But yeah, I have a mental list of things we should do together once we're home. Do you not? Step it up, Janie. Because not to brag, but my date ideas are good. This is partially what I think about while making sandwiches for three kids or sitting at the pool with all the moms. It's no art museum, but my life is also very glamorous. Manny McFeely yours. Max. Dear Max, Tessa coming this weekend is the best surprise ever. I should have figured she'd get restless in Oakhurst and visit at some point, but I'm so excited. I can't wait for her to meet everyone here, and I have to admit I can't wait to stay in her parents' hotel with her. Taking a shower without flip-flops on, a big bed, towels that someone else is gonna wash. But it feels so strange that she's with you now and will be with me tomorrow. Why are you so tall and incompatible with carry-on regulations? Are you sure you can't come too? I know you have babysitting, but could you take the weekend off? I know. Worth a shotly yours, Paige. Dear Paige, curse my height. I'm so jealous I can barely stand to be around Tessa. But it'll be better this way, just the two of you. Even if I want to be there so badly that I actually tried to talk my mom into letting me visit you. She said, very funny, young man. She cited, quote-unquote, lack of supervision as the reason. This is what I get for being the kid of a teen mom. Just kidding, Mom, if you're snooping in my email. Very funnily yours, Max. Dear Max, I'm typing this from my phone in our room at the hotel. Tessa's conked out on her side of the California King, but I can't sleep. Maybe I should have guessed after what you've told me about Laurel, how often she's been hanging out with Tess, but I didn't. And I'm so happy for Tessa. She cried when she told me, and I cried too. Not because I care that she's dating a girl, obviously. Because she's my best friend. I should have known. I felt so guilty. I mean, sure, I kind of wondered why she's never seen Ryan as more than a friend. But it never crossed my mind that she might be interested in dating girls. She told me she never really has been before, but that Laurel is a force of nature. I just want to come home. I feel like a crappy best friend being gone while she experiences this huge thing in her life. Suddenly, every cool thing about being here feels silly by comparison. But she told me what you said to her, and that's the one thing that made me feel better. As much as I wish I could be in Oakhurst, I'm so lucky you're there to be as supportive to my best friend as I would have been. I just couldn't fall asleep until I told you that. Thank you. Yours, luckily, Paige. Dear Paige, you don't have to thank me. I didn't do anything except tell her the truth. She and Laurel are great together. I've been trying to come up with a way to describe it to you, and I think it's an eye contact thing. We've all been over at Tess's pool a lot. They're in the kitchen cutting up limes to put in seltzer water, and they stand close, heads together, laughing. Or they're talking in quiet voices in the loungers while the rest of us swim. But always, their eyes are locked. It's like they rotate around each other. When Laurel tells a story, Tessa starts smiling way before she gets to the funny parts. Like, she's not really grinning at the story at all. She's just grinning at Laurel's presence as a whole person. I think Tessa maybe looks at Laurel the way I look at you. Like she's discovered the greatest person ever. Like everything has clicked into place. Clickedly yours, Max. Dear Max, okay, I'm walking home to Indiana starting tonight. Gonna pack some granola bars and an audiobook. Look for me in 4 days. I miss you too much. I miss everything too much. And I would walk 500 miles, yours, Paige. Dear Paige, I know, but it's true what they say about good things being worth the wait. Trust me, I have almost a year of experience in this area. Patiently yours, Max. Dear Max, fine, I'll stay in Manhattan. But I'm gonna kiss you senseless the minute you get home in August. Impatiently yours, Paige. Dear Paige, forget what I said. Start walking. Pack water. Plenty of people hike across 4 states. Sensibly yours, Max. Dear Max, Tessa gave me the box from you before she left for the airport. When I pulled the airplanes out, I thought, I wonder why 11? Is that just a good number for a string of paper airplanes? Max would know, I figured. It wasn't until Eloise helped me hang them above my bed that I saw the letters on the bottom. Now, I stare up at them flying across in the New York City streetlight as I'm trying to fall asleep. And you don't feel so far away. It's funny that you made them out of maps. Because I made the thing I sent back with Tessa last week way before I could have known. Great-mindedly yours, Paige. Dear Paige, you're welcome. And I do miss you, girl. I love the map you sent back with Tessa. I do wonder how the nice people of Ohio and Pennsylvania would feel about being completely blacked out. Just because one red heart in Indiana and one in New York hate being separated. Let's hope the NSA doesn't read this email. Aiding and abettingly yours, Max. Dear Max, they'll get over it. I'd say the world is just lucky I made that map before your trip to Italy. I'd cross out whole nations, whole continents if they stood in our way. This took a really menacing turn. Villainously yours, page. P.S. NSA, if you're reading this, that was a joke. Dear the NSA, please feel free to peruse my internet doings to confirm what Paige said. Recent searches include how old you have to be for a NASA space program, news about the new Star Wars movie, and online Latin Scrabble. And yep, I do, in fact, have a Pinterest board for activities to do with the kids I babysit. I'm hardly a concern. I mean, my lack of coolness is a slight concern, but that's really my problem. My girlfriend, on the other hand, has been visiting art galleries and wearing a lot of black, by her own admission. Sounds like prime heist material, just saying. Innocently yours, Max Watson, concerned citizen. Dear Max, sorry Maeve barged in during our Skype date last night. She had been dying to meet you, so she coincidentally came by my room when I said I'd be talking to you. She's a tricky one, but I'm glad you got to meet since I know I've talked your ear off about her, and vice versa. She liked you a lot. Anyway, thanks for being so charming to a surprise guest. Classes are killing me this week. Everything is hitting at once. We don't really have tests or anything, we're just expected to write a lot. Which is why I wanted to do the program, of course. Even when it's hard, time-consuming work, getting to study dialogue is more fun than anything I've done in high school classes. Nerdily yours, Paige. Dear Paige, more fun than Pepper's name quiz? I'm insulted. And certainly no thanks needed about Maeve. I mean, I'm always charming, so it's no particular strain on me. And I'm glad she barged in. She seems as smart and funny as you've made her out to be. Are you guys still working on a pilot together? I can see why you make good writing partners. We're going downtown to a new restaurant Laurel heard about. Apparently Ethiopian, which none of us has ever tried. I'll send you a pic when Ryan inevitably eats the spiciest food to show off and winds up crying from the heat. More nerdily yours, let's be honest. Max. Dear Max, I know we just got off the phone, but something just happened. I even tried to call and wake you up, but I have to get this all out, okay? Are you sitting down? I just met a celebrity. I know. How? I told you I was going to bed, and I was. I met her in my dorm. Well, not my dorm. In my R.A. Reagan's dorm. I locked myself out while brushing my teeth before bed, and when I knocked on Reagan's door, she yelled, "Who is it?" "Paige," I yelled back, feeling like an idiot. "I locked myself out of my room, and Eloise sleeps with her headphones in." "Oh," she said, "come in." Since Reagan's the RA, she gets a room to herself, but there's still another single bed in there. I've been in her room before, and the bed's always bare, same as the dresser and desk. Today, though, the bed had floral sheets, and a girl sitting on the bed in a big t-shirt and pajama pants. Her hair was in a little blonde ponytail. And it was Lila Montgomery. Just sitting there, staying there, having a sleepover in our dorm. What? "Hello," she said. This is what I said. "I... Reagan bailed me out. "Paige, this is my friend Dee." "Hey," I said. That's when it clicked. Reagan, as in riding top down with Reagan. I said, Lila Montgomery just smiled at me. "Paige is cool," Reagan said. "She won't say anything." "I won't," I agreed. "I'm not worried," said Lila freaking Montgomery. "She inherently trusted me. I mean, I'm telling you, but you're not going to tell anyone." I was such a loser. Why did I not prepare for this moment? I would have told her how much middle of nowhere meant to me during sophomore year when everything felt impossible. After Reagan let me into my room, I just sat on the bed staring at the wall. One of the girls down the hall swore she saw Matt Finch leaving our building last week, but we didn't believe her. But I bet it was him. I can't handle this. Starstruckedly yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, well, I never took you for the kind to have a celeb meltdown. That was completely hilarious. And I'm glad I was asleep, because now I have this entire account saved in email. If Reagan is Lila's best friend, why don't you just tell her to pass on your compliments? I'm sure she'd love to know how much her songs have meant to you. Call if you're around. Packing is monotonous, and I'd like to hear about the excitement for myself. Con affetto, Massimo. That's Italian me. I'm cramming.
Dear Max, by the time you read this, you'll be in Italy, 6 hours ahead of me in New York and eating pasta while riding a Vespa, or something. Anyway, I figured if I emailed now, you could email me back by the time I get up. So how is your flight? What are the dorms like? Do you like the other students so far? Is Florence as beautiful as it seems in pictures? Tell me everything.
Gelosamente yours, Paige.
Does that mean jealously? I googled it.
Dear Paige, the dorms are old and small, which is fine because I don't plan on spending much time here. The other students seem to love Latin and ancient art and history as much as, or more than I do, so I like them very much. Florence is surreally beautiful. I wish you could see it. I'm staring out the window and it's all right there, yet it feels like a backdrop or a movie set. On the way in, I ran my hand across the outside of the building just so I would believe it was real. This could be partially due to delirium from being awake for 24 hours. I'm going to have to tone it down before we start seeing art. I don't think they'd love me touching it to prove it's really there in front of me. And are you kidding? The flight was awesome. My legs are too long for 9 straight hours of plane seating, but being in the sky? Improbable. It doesn't matter how many times I've done it. I look down at the clouds and think, I'm in the air. You knew that level of enthusiasm was coming. Baiting me, Janie. Improbably yours, Max.
Dear Max, I'm surprised to find that leaving New York and my friends feels like heartbreak. I can't believe that just last month I didn't know the city or Maeve or any of the things I've learned in class. Those things feel essential to me. And yet, I never stopped missing Oakhurst and everyone at home. I'm taking a break from packing up my dorm, which felt so foreign when I moved in. Now I'll miss my little desk, the walk back home, a space that has become mine. I will not miss the communal dorm bathrooms. It's so weird to think that I'll be moving into a dorm again a year from now. And I have no idea what college that dorm will be in, what state even. Part of me wants to rush through this summer so we'll all be together for senior year. Another part is slamming the brakes, not ready to be a senior so soon. What's it called when you feel nostalgia for something that isn't gone yet? Overdramatically yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, I think it's called being a teenager. You know my godfather, Oliver, the one we go to Florida with, is my mom's best friend from high school. Ryan's parents are high school sweethearts. The idea of moving forward is hard, but everything you really need, you can take it with you. Sagely yours, Max.
Dear Max, wise you are. Yes, my film nerd friends here made me marathon Star Wars with them this summer. I'm officially home and in my own bedroom. I've already gone swimming at Tessa's, so it feels like real summer now. Bring on the Kemper's ice cream and Alcott's iced coffee.
Wish you were here. Eat some extra gelato for me. Pistachio. Or butter pecan if they have that. Nuts for you. OMG, sorry, that was unforgivable. Paige.
Dear Paige, your friends made you marathon Star Wars. Surely you meant they shared with you the gift of Star Wars. Regardless of this lexical oversight, I did in fact eat extra gelato for you. See attached picture. May the force be with your terrible puns, Max.
Dear Max, clearly the one on the right is pistachio, but I can't tell if the other one is chocolate or maybe espresso or toffee. Okay, gotta go to the grocery store now and stock up. I like you a lotto. This time, I'm not sorry. Paige.
Dear Paige, we just got back from our weekend trip to Rome, and I'm still kind of stunned. I saw the Colosseum, the Pantheon, the Trevi Fountain, the Roman Forum. I stood amid history, which I guess is always true. I've just never been so aware of it. The world is so old, and yet still so new. God, Italy is turning me philosophical. How frenzied will I be when I see Pompeii? It will be like you meeting Lila Montgomery. Rome, antically yours. Yep, I typed that. Dear God. Max. Hey, girl. It turns out that they really like watching sports here. In pubs. It turns out that they'll serve you without checking ID. It turns out I like beer more than I thought. Unrelated. You're my favorite, and I miss you, and you're so pretty, but you're even smarter and funnier than you are pretty, which is like, what? How? Soberly, asterisk, yours, Max, asterisk, lie.
Dear Max, good morning, sunshine. How rough do you feel right now? Luckily, Italy is supposed to have great coffee because boy, are you gonna need it. Unrelated, you're my favorite too. Even drunk, you didn't misspell a single word. Grammatically yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, help, everything is crooked. Beer is a fair weather friend, let me tell you. This is the first time I've been glad you aren't here because I look like I slept in a gutter. In fact, I slept in my own bed. Inexplicably in the wrong direction. Everything's coming back to me in pieces. I now recall that at the pub last night, I showed my mates a picture of you. Yep, I'm that guy. I'll call after I have minimum 2 espressos and a lot of water. And for some reason, I need hash browns or home fries. Somebody in this country better fry me some potatoes. Hungoverly yours, Max. Happy birthday, dear Paige. Happy birthday to you. Just saying hi real quick. There are plenty of internet cafes here in cosmopolitan Milan, even though the Wi-Fi is slow as hell on my phone. Hope you're having the best time with the girls. It's killing me not to be there. Let's celebrate every holiday this year, okay? Like full-blown Halloween costumes, Christmas cookies, a fancy New Year's party. The cheesiest Valentine's Day, like literally cheese, because eating cheese is the realest way to celebrate love. And many more. Max.
Dear Max, I might as well tell you before one of my traitor friends does. Tessa gave me the present from you at dinner, and I cried. Yep. It was just so thoughtful, and I miss you so much that I burst into tears in this fancy fondue restaurant. But I was 98% crying from happiness, so they all just kind of laughed at me and ordered more cheese. In other news, my parents got me a car. Well, more like I'm getting my dad's current car. He'll get a new one. I still can't believe it because, well, you know how they are. That means I really can get a job.
New summer plans. Become a working girl ASAP. Applications start tomorrow. Skype when you get this. I'm going to set my alarm for 2 a.m. so I'll be online when you wake up. 17ly yours, Paige. Dear Max, job achievement unlocked. The fools at Cinema 12 have hired me. I thought about applying to Alcott's, but I like my odds at the cinema. Free movies, ice-cold AC in the summertime, and high chance of free candy. Besides, that's as close as I get to TV writing in Oakhurst, right? Movie watching. My first day is tomorrow. But I have to wear a tuxedo. That's the one downside. I can hear you laughing from here. I look ridiculous. I even made Kaylee come over to see if she could style it somehow and make it cuter. She fell down laughing on my bed for 3 full minutes. I just stood there like a moron in my frumpy tuxedo while she wiped tears away. Penguinly yours, Paige. Dear Paige, something must be wrong with my computer because the email you sent me doesn't seem to be loading a picture of you in the tuxedo. Please resend immediately. Actually, just wear it for our Skype date. Delightedly yours, Max. Dear Max, ha. I've never even seen you in a tuxedo before, and I'm supposed to pony up a picture of myself in one? No way. Dream only yours, Paige. Dear Paige, luckily for me, this weekend's excursion was to Milan. Attached is a picture of me in a tuxedo at the Armani store. After hearing that I was trying to impress my girlfriend, a kind salesman named Gianni let me try it on. He took the picture for me. I think it was a slow day for him, and I bought some cologne to be polite. That was the deal, right? I showed you mine. Show me yours. Bond, James Bondly yours, Max. Dear Max, I hate you. Begrudgingly yours, Paige. P.S. If you show this picture to anyone, I will make a shirt that says Phantom Menace is the best Star Wars movie and wear it when I'm out with you. Dear Paige. Ah, ha, 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 that is the cutest thing I've ever seen, ever. And I once saw a baby hedgehog. I especially like the grumpy face. Really adds to the overall look. I feel obligated to inform you that middle school nerds will be falling in love with you this summer. They'll try not to stare as you sell them a ticket for yet another Marvel movie, wondering how this girl could make a tuxedo so cute. I have some experience as a middle school nerd. Please make sure they know you're already taken by a high school nerd who, let's be honest, can really pull off a tux of his own. Is the Armani tux photo your desktop background? Oh my God, it is, isn't it? I knew it. Smugly yours, Max. Dear Max, I'm emailing you from the break room at the cinema. Everything I own smells like stale popcorn. 8 hours is a really long time to be standing up. This afternoon, I got yelled at by a middle-aged man who wanted to buy student tickets. I asked to see the student IDs, like I'm supposed to, and he screamed at me about taking online classes. Fortunately, one of the other employees stepped in for me as I panic cried. I do that sometimes with confrontation, just burst into tears. It always makes me wish I was like Tessa, who can make her face an impassive mask. And when the person is done being a jerk, she says something perfectly apathetic like, "Are you finished?" or, "Well, that was something." Then, of course, I calmed down and got angry and thought of all the biting ways I could have responded. My coworker has assured me that I will have another opportunity. Great. Ugh. Anyway, I miss you. Popcorny and corny, but yours, Paige. Dear Paige, Alcott's is across the street. Maybe it would help to take your breaks there. You could decompress, step out of the stress for a moment. I know this would mean wearing a tuxedo to Alcott's, but hey, a lot of those books were written in a more formal era. And honestly, everything in life is black tie optional. I mean, you always have the option to wear a black tie. You'll look great. And there will be coffee. Brilliantly yours, Max.
Dear Max, you have all the good ideas. Alcott's breaks start tomorrow. And perfect timing, I just started reading Elena Ferrante to be in touch with your Italian summer. I know you're already on your way to Cinque Terre, so I searched a picture to imagine where you are. Scusi my francese, but holy shit, I can't believe you're going to be in that dreamy little creamsicle city. We have to break up. I'm too jealous. Formerly yours, Paige. Dear Max. Okay, break up off. You're still in Cinque Terre, and this no internet thing while you travel is no buona. We went to see one of Laurel's friends play in a band tonight. I never told you this, but maybe you could tell. I was a little wary of Laurel at first. Tessa is just so hesitant to open up to new people, and I worried this magnetic girl, a stranger to me, would wind up hurting the person I love the most. And they'd already been together for a few weeks by the time I got home to Oakhurst. But Laurel brings us all right into her world. Her friends are fantastic. Well, you know, you've met them. The party was a blast, and she and Tessa are so natural together. Like that couple that's been together for years instead of a summer. I don't know how I ever imagined her with anyone but Laurel. Seeing Tessa with her person breaks my heart with missing you. But it fills my heart in a way I never expected. What strange dichotomy. Wholeheartedly yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, I felt a bit like that before meeting Laurel too, so I can't even imagine how you must have felt. We were all protective. Maybe Ryan most of all. I think some guys would have been sulky after it just didn't click with someone. But one night at Tessa's house, Laurel and Ryan were upstairs getting snacks, and I came up just in time to hear Ryan announce, "I like you."
"I like you too," Laurel said.
But then he went serious, dropping his voice. "She's special."
"I know," Laurel said. It wasn't that she said it. It was how kindly she said it. As if she liked him more for telling her that.
Anyway, we just got back from Cinque Terre, and I can't even describe it in an email. But I'll try on Skype later. Magical. Oh, and I'm officially cheating on airplanes. With trains. Not as glamorous as in old movies, but you get to see the country pass you by. Incredible. Plus, one of the guys in my program brought Travel Scrabble. I am among my people. R-Y-O-S-U, Max.
Dear Max, sorry I was so whiny about work yesterday. I shouldn't be using our limited Skype time to complain about Donna. Ugh, Donna, though, I'm still mad. But it's already helping what you said. It is sad that she loves lording power over teenagers. Besides her, though, I really love my coworkers. I went out with them again last night after work, and it's strange to have a friend group totally separate from our usual friends. They all seem a lot older than me. But they're funny and honest. It's like being in a club, where the initiation is suffering through Donna's antics. They call you the boyfriend. Apparently, he's in Italy for the summer, sounds like a lie. I've shown them pictures of us, but they still like to tease me about having an imaginary boyfriend. Come home and prove them wrong, okay? Non-imaginarily yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, you okay today? I didn't want to ask you on video chat in case you didn't want to talk about it. So you can ignore this email if you want. I really do understand. Just know I'm thinking about you, okay? Yours, Max.
Dear Max, I'm okay. Clark and I went to the Rose Garden this afternoon and we swapped stories about Aaron. I don't have that many, but the ones I do have are easier to remember these days. It's strange. Now that the loss isn't as raw, the good memories come back. Details. Clark has a lot more stories, of course, and I love hearing them. We both cried, but it was good. He would have liked it, the two of us there together. Tessa brought ice cream over later, and I said, thanks, but I'm really okay. She snorted and said, oh good, then I'll eat both of these. I'd never have believed it if 2 years ago someone told me that I'd eventually be okay enough to truly celebrate Aaron's life. That I'd say I was okay and actually mean it. Thanks for asking. Thanks for being cool about it. You know what helped? Knowing you'll be home in a little over a week. We've been apart for over 2 months. Whose idea was that? Almost impersonally yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, you know what just hit me? That we have to go back to school shortly after I get home. Seems like you and I should get an extra week off since we've been learning all summer, right? And we're not going back to any old Oakhurst classes. It's senior year. My mom has already scheduled time off for college visits. I'm fine. I'll just have to keep my inhaler in my pocket for the next year or so. Casually yours, Max.
Dear Max, I meant to tell you earlier. We've all been talking about trying to schedule in-state college visits together. Since she'll be visiting Laurel in Chicago anyway this fall, Tessa said we should all tag along to tour Chicago universities. I mean, good luck to me convincing my parents of that, but worth a shot. There's more. IU, Notre Dame, Purdue. We figure we might as well go together. I'll fill you in later. Collegiately yours, Paige.
Dear Paige, you can tell me when I get home. In 3 days. 3 giorni. Diavolo, sì. My itinerary. Plane to Sicily. Final sightseeing. Transatlantic flight. You. This is probably the last time I'll have reliable internet, so let me just say now that being apart has been both easier and harder than I thought it would be. I'm glad to have an email archive of our summer apart. Perhaps not as traditional as the letters in 19th century English novels, but romantic to me all the same, Janie. It was one such 19th century English novelist who wrote, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder." And he was a moron. In my experience, absence makes the heart grow desperate. Desperately yours. Max. I couldn't write to you all summer without trying to one-up your grumpy pal Darcy in the romance department. And you know what? Nailed it.
This has been an Audible Studios production of The Start of Me and You, written by Emery Lord, performed by Angela Gothels. Executive producers Anthony Roberts and Mike Charzik. Producer, Neil Basic. Copyright 2015 by Emery Lord. Sound recording copyright 2017 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.